Blog Talk Radio.
Chaka Khan. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. So let me take it in my arms, let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
To Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Thursday night. Of course, you know what I do every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, another edition of Throwback Thursday Night. Shaka Khan. You know I can't do Melly Mel. I can't do it the way Melly Mel did. Of course, that is I Feel For You. One of the coolest things that I found out about on that song is I talked to at the time I got a chance to interview Shabadoo, of course the late great Shabadoo. I miss my friend. Got a chance to interview him. He told me the music video was two separate things, so they spliced it together to make it look like that, you know, the video, there was some continuity in the music video because apparently Shabadoo, Boogaloo Shrimp, and I think Lollipop Sanchez was in the video, and if I'm not mistaken, I think Poppin' Taco was in there. If you guys remember the Breaking Movies, you can definitely, you know who I'm talking about. But got a chance to talk to Shabadoo on that, and he was talking about the fact that they were doing some fashion, they were doing a fashion promo, and Chaka Khan did her video or her promo like weeks earlier, and for some reason the chrome matched, the colors matched, and they kind of just spliced it together. And when you look at the video, it's like, you know, they're dancing to the music, and she's there and they're there, and get a chance to, you know, check out A Feel For You, the music video, and see how it was done. It was brilliantly done. And went out to LA, and Shabadoo had invited me to one of his workshops out in Van Nuys. He had a workshop every Saturday for kids, from 8 to 1 every Saturday, and got a chance to go out there and just shoot the breeze with him, talk to him, and we kept in touch, and he was in Memphis a couple of years ago, got a chance to talk to him and say, hey man, if there's any way you can come down this way, you know, because I'm in Little Rock, which is about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes away, we can have some barbecue. He's like, I got you. But no, he was just going to, I think he was doing kind of some promos for, I think his, at the time, I think he had a book that he was working on, something to deal with the Kings of Crenshaw, documentary at the time. And of course we lost the brother to COVID, last year. So, but anyway, man, rest in peace to my man, Adolfo Quiñones, Shabadoo. Man, it's crazy. But no, we're going to, next 2 hours or next hour and 52 minutes, because I've talked for about, 6 minutes, we're going to play old school R&B, funk, and soul. So thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. And make sure you tell a friend, if they're on Facebook, you can go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page, tell a friend to like the page. And also, you can go to WardellPottsJr.com or you can go to SolarRecordsRadio.com if you want to get some cool merchandise, or if you want to donate to the show, you can do that also. Also want to remind you, you can also go to our Cash App, Solar Records Radio, $Solar Records Radio, and feel free to donate whatever you want. Thank you so much for all the donations, all the listeners out there. Thank you. Overseas and everywhere. So let's go ahead and get this show started. I'll give you a classic from the group Damian Dane, one of the first artists signed to LaFace Records, LA and Babyface Records in the early 90s. This is Right Down to It. Keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
Give a damn. know I do today. You told me that you'd never hurt me, girl, you just tore my life apart. Tell me, baby, why'd you do it? Won't you bring me back my heart? I tried to understand it, baby. I searched my heart inside my mind. I searched the depths of my whole soul, baby. There was nothing there to find. You told me that you'd never leave me, girl, you just went and told a lie. Tell me, baby, why'd you do it? Why'd you make me wanna cry?
Why you treat me so bad? I'm gonna tell you the deal. You tell me that I was searching, but I don't know what you're talking about. I tried to love you, tried to hold you, but you always seem to die. You told me that you didn't trust me and you didn't want me around to put somebody else your interest. Now you walk around with a frown. I'm sorry that you say I hurt you, but you know you hurt me too.
I'm begging you, baby, I need you back, because I'm still in love with you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, that is music from the Blackbirds from 1974. That's my birth year. Of course, that is Walking in Rhythm. Before that, give you a little Club Nouveau, a little West Coast, a little Sacramento music. Of course, that is Why You Treat Me So Bad. That sample, the song itself, just the instrumental, has just pretty much taken over, you know, hip-hop, you know, especially in the 90s, of course, with the Loonies, and I can't, you know, that's the only one I think about right now, but I know there's a couple of other songs that they use this as a sample, so, but yeah, that's Why You Treat Me So Bad from Life, Love, and Pain, 1987, of course, started off the block, a little Damien Dame, right down to it, again, from 1991, early 1992, again, we got about an hour, 36 minutes left of the show, so I got plenty of time to jam with you. Again, coming up on the way, we got music from Stevie Wonder. We got some SOS Man, and we got some Heat Wave on the way. And check this out. I'm going to have the phone lines open. So call me up, 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. So call in if you have a request or you just want to shoot the breeze with your boy. It's all good. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. Music from the system. Stay with 1987. It's called Don't Disturb This Groove. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Blooming everywhere with Venus and with Cupid. forgot your body.
Radio, of course, had to hook up a little Erykah Badu from 1996. Of course, that is On and On. Of course, that was the song that really put her on the map. Before that, from 1991, music from Pebbles. Pebbles, at the time, was L.A. Reid's wife. So, you know, ex-wife now, but, you know, hey, she had a great song from the summer of 91 called Always. And, of course, started off the block, gave you a little system. Don't Disturb This Groove from 1987. Of course, we got an hour, 22 minutes left of the show. And guess who came to hang out with me? Of course, my partner, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. What's going on, Wardell?
I'm at a pool party. I'm at a pool party.
You at a pool party?
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
It's 975 degrees out here. It's so hot. You know, you gotta go to where the water is, man. So that's why I'm actually, it's one of the young ladies from our church. She just graduated from high school.
Oh.
And so just a few of the leaders of the church, the pastor, the assistant pastor, and, you know, a couple of the families that are involved with the young lady here. And I am the chaplain, and so I am here as well.
Yeah, so we're having a great time.
right.
My stomach is growing, and that's it.
There you go. And you got to give me a little bit more energy. You got to be, hey, everybody, this is Wardell broadcasting live. No, I'm joking. No, I'm glad you're hanging out with me. I'm glad you're out there multitasking for the kids out there in the church. So, hey, I appreciate you calling
kids.
In,
always.
Man.
Yeah, it's all about the kids.
Hey, Wardell, you know, love the kids.
That's right. We got a generation that's going to come
there
up
you
and take care of us. Yeah, yeah. So anyway,
man,
much love, man.
I know.
You're playing my girl. You're playing my girl right there. That last song.
You know, that's my Erykah Badu, man. You can't go wrong with her, earthy hind parts. But, you know, that was a song that really put her on the map. From the summer of 96. And, of course, she went on and just made some great music and got with some brothers, and those brothers went and made some great music, you know, some that kind of, you know what, I'm not even going to go there, but I'm just going to say that after the brothers, you know, Erykah got with those brothers, they kind of opened up their horizons as far as their music. So especially
right.
Andre 3000 to, if I'm not mistaken, she was, of course, in Jay Electronica and people like that, and the DOC. But, yes, in Common, she had dated Common for a quick second, and Common, you know, came out with that album in 2002, Electric Circus, which was woo! But yeah, it was a great album, but it was definitely out there. But you got to love Erykah Badu with that are enhancing these brothers, enhancing their what's the word, creativity. So definitely had incense and something else smoking in the air. But yeah, I love Erykah Badu, man. And man, thank you for having me hang out with you yesterday. I gotta give a shout out yesterday because you had, you know, of course, Indie Jazz Wednesday, every Thursday, 3 to 5 p.m. Yesterday, man, I was able to be blessed talking to Jelly Bean Johnson of the time, dude. How, you hooked that up. Man.
Well,
my childhood heroes. Yeah, my childhood heroes. And just have him just, you know, just talking to him and, you know, talking about that Indianapolis sound and talking about, you know, just his rock influences and then the Black Cat song, which I did not know about, you know, from Janet Jackson, you know, not just being a drummer for the time, but a great guitarist. So, man, brother was just multi-talented all around. So, but, man, any fond memories of that show? Because I want to let the cat out of the bag for next week's show, but I'm trying to get your permission, but I just don't want to put the cart before the horse, but I'm very excited about it. But, man, can you talk a little bit just about your friendship with Jelly Bean, and then we'll talk about next week.
Well, you know, Jelly Bean and I go back, you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, when he was with the Time, I was with Dynasty, and not only was I with Dynasty, but, you know, we were doing all the stuff, all the Solar stuff at the same time that they kept on, you know, they were constantly doing stuff. And so we kind of came up together. And then when we got a chance to meet, you know, it was just a great, great thing. Prince and I'm not sure who came with them. I think it was Morris that came to our concert when we played in Minneapolis, and they wanted to check us out. And ironically enough, we played "I Want to Be Your Lover" in that show. So Prince really loved us at that time. He loved the music that we were doing, and that's why he wanted to go there. But it was a shock to him that we did one of his songs. And he's like, "Whoa, look at this!" So, you know, he had nothing but a lot of respect for us, and that was our way to show him that we had respect for him. So it ended up being a great show. Our relationships continued to build. But I enjoyed talking to Jelly Bean about his relationship with Prince and, you know, how they grew up together. And, you know, as children, they grew up together in, you know, in different bands and stuff in Minneapolis. Minneapolis, right. And they ended up, you know, Prince's career took off first, and then they all jumped in with him. And, you know, he brought them all in and he put the Time together. And that was just a great story, just hearing, you know, how you had brought that question up about the lead singers. You remember?
Alexander O'Neill being a part of Lifetime. Yeah.
Right. And so,
it really was. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying, you know, that it was just a great story, you know, and that Alexander O'Neill kind of said, well, listen, this, if you want to do this, this is what I need. And Prince decided, well, that's not what you're going to get. and he told Morris, you're going to be the lead singer. And for Morris to say, I don't want to do that. I want to play drums. That was wild. I'm like, really? And, you know, and he is a good drummer. He is a really good drummer. But that's where his heart was. He was like, not thinking that he could do that. And Prince said, I'll show you. You just got to stand there and be cool. And, Lord, did he take that to the extreme? Because that is, he's one guy that can do that. You know, people, brothers and everybody just respect him as Mr. Cool. He can do that. We all, you just give it up, man, because he does it so well, you know. And he's a good brother. I got to hang out with him and, you know, talk to him about stuff. He's a really nice guy. He's easygoing. He's short like me. But he's, you know, for most drummers are short. Most drummers are short, except for Jelly Bean. He's 900 feet tall.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's ridiculous.
But, you know, all of these stories, again, you know, you didn't hear the fact that, you know, I didn't really just want to go into just the dirt or whatever. I just wanted to know if the rumors were true about the whole Andre Simone thing, because, you know, as a matter of fact, he was on the Dirty Mind album, You know, he played with, you know, with Prince on Dirty Mind, if I'm not mistaken, maybe Controversy, on the Controversy album. Because remember, in the 80s, with the exception of 1983, Prince had an album every year. And you know, I guess Andre, at the same time, it was his band, Grand Central. And then I guess when Prince blew up, you know, he kind of took Andre with him. And I guess, I don't know if just natural egos clashed, but Andre ended up leaving. After either, I think, the Dirty Mind album or in 1980 or the Controversy album in 1981. But there's a lot of stuff
right. That
was going on in Minneapolis. The fact that even when you go into the 90s, even something like Mint Condition, yeah, we give credit to the Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis's, but I did not know that Jelly Bean Johnson did his thing with Mint Condition also on their albums in the early, well, in the 90s. And it was just amazing, especially the Pretty Brown Eyes album. So, you know, you learn something new about that, and it just makes my respect level just raises it up another notch as if it wasn't high already. But yeah, man, I love the fact that you guys are able to just tell the history and give the listeners just that opportunity to just sit there and just kind of listen to them.
Well, it's important, and that's what we like about Solar Records Radio, because we get to talk about the stories behind the stories, and that's so key, because even for me, I'm sitting there listening to Jelly Bean telling us this stuff, and I go, really? I love to hear this. I mean, I'm searching for the stories behind the stories, so what a blessing mm-hmm. it was, man, and I'm so grateful that you were on there asking those pertinent questions, and it really blessed the whole interview. And that's the longest interview that we've done, because normally the interviews are 45 minutes, but we couldn't get him to stop, man. You guys, we were rolling. And he has
and
so
I think
much
that's the beauty of it. It's not a job. I think they feel like, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, let's keep it real, feel like an interview is part of just the job process, and there's a point where maybe it's getting boring and they're like, okay, maybe it's time to go. But no, the fact that you guys have a rapport, you have that relationship, and I guess me, not to just be self-centered about it, the fact that I was able to just also come in and add my perspective in the questions, we just engaged a little bit more. And what do you know? Time flew right by. So, you try to give them a thing. Even when I had my old radio show here, you know, I try to give them, 15 minutes, three segments, 5 minutes a segment. You know, you talk, play a song, talk, play another song, and talk, say your goodbyes, website, yada, 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 last song or their signature song, and that's it. But ever since I talked to a brother by the name of Wardell Potts Jr. and Linda Carrier on my old radio show, you know, that 15 minutes turned into an hour and 15 minutes. But it was beautiful, man. Dynasty. You know, I had Dynasty on my show. But, yeah, man, I really appreciate you, giving me the opportunity to engage with that brother, especially, again, a childhood hero of mine. We talk about the drum riff in 777-9311 and just the whole cool era of the time anyway. So, man.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's I got to tell you this, that it's one of those things where we don't we enjoy, like, when someone asks a question, and we're like, whoa, nobody's ever asked me that. And it makes you think back about your own history, and you start sharing it out, and more stuff start coming back that was in your memory mm-hmm. bank that you had. There was no reason to pull that out before, but you gave me a reason to reach back, and it came up. I was like, oh, yeah. And then when you start telling it, you want to keep going, because it's like the information is just revealing itself. And so that's why I believe Jelly Bean was just so excited about, you know, talking about it, because it was just stuff that he's like, oh, yeah, that's right, because that's what happens to me. in interviews, and I love it when people ask me questions that no one else asked me before. It's always a blessing.
Wow, and I'm glad, again, I'm glad to be able to engage in the, especially, you know, that's one of the perks of being here and working with you, the fact that all these cats I grew up listening to, I grew up admiring at my fingertips as far as asking questions and having these great interviews, man. So I'm very happy to be on this journey with you, man. But we got about an hour and nine. Oh, before we go, before I let you go, I know you're at the pool party. But I want to let the cat out of the bag just a little bit. I want to put the cart before the horse. But speaking of Minneapolis, you got me a chance to talk to a brother next week that's also part of, you know, that whole Minneapolis thing. Not the Minneapolis Sound from, you know, the Jimmy Jam, but he's from Minneapolis also. And you worked with him, too. So he's going to hopefully get a chance to talk to me next week. But go ahead, man. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. Just talk about it a little bit, because we had him on the show before.
Well, you know, this is going to be an exclusive interview with you and Rocky Robbins. And Rocky Robbins was a lot of fun to work with. When you called me this morning or texted me this morning and said you want to interview him, I sent him a message saying I got a message from the radio station saying that they want to, you know, have an interview with you. Will you be available to do that? And he was like, well, okay, yeah, sure, when? And so I told him Monday or Thursday. And he's like, Thursday? I think I can work that one out. So he says, I'll confirm with you tomorrow. So that's pretty much it. He's pretty much locked in, though. So, I'm excited.
Man. I'm very excited. And most definitely, again, being from the Minneapolis area too. Before we go, though, I want to go ahead and play some Rocky Robbins. And there was a song that you did with him called I've Got Your Number. Talk a little bit about that, because I want to go ahead and play that too, since it's kind of previewing him coming on my show next week. But talk a little bit about working with him on that song.
Well, you know, Dana Myers and myself, we produced Rocky Robbins. And
shout out to Dana. He's listening to the show.
Oh, what's up, Dana Myers? you know, it's really hard to remember everything that happened, but I didn't write that song, but I remember he was so wonderful. He was such a nice, gentle man. He worked in the studio. He was easy to work with. You know, he had a lot of character, and he did everything right. And so we were able to really enjoy his talent. And we got blessed because of it.
Wow. Man, that's just... And I can't wait to have the brother on it. Guys, you're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, Waddell Fox Jr., Don Fleming. It's only fair to take you back to 1985, give you classic from Mr. Rocky Robbins. Of course, my man Waddell Fox Jr., of course, Dana Myers. This is called I Got Your Number. You guys keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Stellar Records Radio. Yes, that was music from the late, great Bill Withers from 1985. Of course, that is, oh, yeah, it's a beautiful song, beautiful video. You know, it was just something about Bill Withers that you could just kind of, you listen to his music on the porch and just like whittle a flute or something. You know, you can make a little flute with like wood. It's like whittling music. That's what I'm trying to say. From 1985, of course, oh yeah, from 1977, before that, music from Heatwave, of course, that is a Groove Line, and of course, started off the block. Hopefully get this brother on next week, Mr. Rocky Robbins. Yes, I've got your number from 1985. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. Again, tell a friend, they're on Facebook, check us out, or Stellar Records Radio on Facebook. Like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada. And also want to remind you, you can go to StellarRecordsRadio.com or CordellPottsJr.com if you want to get some cool merchandise. History of the of Solar Records record label. There's a little brief history on it. If you want to donate to the show, you can do it through those websites, or we have a Cash App, Solar Records Radio. Well, $ Solar Records Radio. Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. You know, I'm a big fan. Of course, Stevie Wonder is going to be Stevie Wonder. You know, there's really no words I can describe for this brother, man. You know, I think just an amazing artist. You know, it was one of those moments where I was just feeling kind of depressed that, you know, we're losing, you know, all of these artists. You know, they're going to glory. You know, and I get it, you know. But I joked and I said, look, we're going to have to find Stevie Wonder and wrap him, like, in plastic wrap. Mummify him, because we don't want him to go just yet. But one of my favorite albums, of course, Visions, you know, Inner Visions, and of course Talking Book and Songs in the Key of Life. It's an amazing album, but a lot of people don't give Hotter in July a lot of credit. So I want to take you back to 1980 and give you a classic from Hotter in July. Of course, this is Rocket Love. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday night, Solar Records Radio.
Cold, too cold, you took me riding in a rocking game. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Get brown in the sunshine.
Okay, baby, please don't hang up. I'm so sorry for all the things I said, all the things that I've done, even when I said I didn't love you no more. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry.
Try again. I just wanna be your lover.
you so over and over. Yeah. Hanging out with all the girls, thinking I was gossip to the world. How could I be so blind? It took some time for me to realize I was just fooling myself. With you I've got the very best. Now that I finally see the light, down on my knees, oh girl, please take me back. I just wanna be your lover. I'll never ever love another. Girl, to me you are so special, more precious than pure gold. You got my heart right in your hand. The love that I have for you is bad. Each day it grows more and more.
Had to take you back to 1990 from the album All For You. Of course, that is a show favorite, Mr. Glenn Jones. Of course, that is Can We Try Again. Before that, 1976, took you all the way to the bicentennial. 1976, man, so long ago. Of course, there's music from Roy Ayers, Ubiquity, Everybody Loves the Sunshine. And before I go into the, well, first song we play, of course, Stevie Wonder. From the Hotter Than July album, Rocket Love. Love that song. Big Stevie Wonder fan. Again, still want to wrap him up in Saran Wrap, man. We got to keep him around a little longer. So, but no, going back to Roy Ayers, Ubiquity. Of course, Everybody Loves the Sunshine. I happened to be, it was so crazy because usually when I used to teach, every now and when the kids are taking a test, I kind of vibe out. So I have my CDs, yes, CDs. So I'll play something on the computer, you know, kind of soft or whatever. And on one of my CDs, Everybody Loves the Sunshine came out, was on. And kids are, you know, they're chilling, vibing. You know, and here's the thing. I've never really had a problem with my students. You know, they vibe out with me for some reason. I had some of the best students. So, you know, they're taking their test and, you know, and they're, you know, hopefully you don't want to get, you don't want to make it loud enough to be distracting, you know, but it was smooth, you know, something about that song is just smooth. But anyway, playing a song, playing it real low. Of course, they can hear, you can still hear it a little bit, but it's not to where it's, you know, affecting them. So they're bobbing their heads while taking the test. And one of the guys, well, one of the actually young lady who finished, they were bringing the test up to the, you know, bringing their, the end. Let me go back. They were bringing their finished test up, their exams up to the desk, you know. And one of them came to me and it was like, Mr. Fleming, that's the song. I saw that song in Straight Outta Compton. That's when Dr. Dre was on the floor listening. That's the song he was listening to, right? Like, yeah. Why are you going to the school? Why are you going to see Straight Outta Compton and U15? No, but anyway, I'm like, yeah. you kind of side eye a little bit, but no. My parents took me. But no, we talk about bridging the gap. You know, you bridge that generational gap. As a matter of fact, the song was also on, for all the gamers out there, that song is on Grand Theft Auto also. So that's the beauty of having these type of outlets, so we can kind of bridge that gap. The kids can kind of, yeah, listen to the music now. It's all good. Nothing wrong with that. But understand where it comes from. You know, understand, you know, there's a history. And when they listen to the music now, when they listen to the music then, they go down this rabbit hole, and then, you know, you hear about it. Because I've had kids, matter of fact, some of my students, they still email me about music. You know, you are the coolest social studies teacher. You are the coolest history teacher, whatever. You know, my satisfaction is, you know, I'm going to be a jerk. I'm going to be a cool jerk, but I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be a disciplinarian. You know, a lot of teachers call themselves, you know, I'm going to do this and do this. But no, everything, it was laid back, and the kids didn't really cause me any problems. But, you know, and I created an atmosphere. I felt that I created an atmosphere that kind of, you know, kind of get them to kind of get into their creative juices when it came to history, when it came to social studies and things like that. And I would play music. And you know, it wasn't angry. It wasn't loud. I didn't put any, I love hip-hop, but I never really played hip-hop in front of them. You know, but I played a lot of 70s and 80s R&B. And sometimes 60s, and I have a 60s anthology CD also, so I would listen to a lot of the Motown and whatnot. But kids, you know, hey, my grandparents listen to this. You know, it's good to hear those type of conversations. Now, sometimes they'll get into those conversations to keep them out of doing their work, but, you know, You know, game recognized game, but no, I had fun, but it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't something that, you know, I got into after college, but I love the kids. Don't get me wrong, and you know, never know, you know, if there's a time I may go back, but you know, go back into teaching, but you know, it just wasn't for me at that time. I feel, and I still kind of feel that way, but. But yeah, just a little story of my life, you know. Just wanted to share with you. Anyway, got 29 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you can't catch me live, you can check out the playback on Solar Records Radio on the Facebook page, and we're posting on the Sounds of Los Angeles Facebook page also. So make sure you can check it out there. And let me hear your feedback. I'd really love to hear from you guys. I really do, man. I really, 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 really do. Let's go ahead. You know what? I want to keep it smooth. I want to keep it kind of mellow. So let's take you back. Let's take it back to 1991, give you some classic high five. This was their signature song. The name of the song is called I Like the Way. The Kissing Game. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Music from South African brother by the name of Jonathan Butler from 1989. Name of the song is called Sarah. Sarah. Before that, I had to hook up a little high five. I like the way. And of course, before that, started off the block, little Glenn Jones, Can We Try Again? Of course, wait a minute, I'm getting my shows mixed. I'm getting my music mixed up. I'm so sorry. We got about 11 minutes left of the show. I'm going crazy thinking about all of this great music I played. Jonathan Butler, before that, the SOS band, No One's Gonna Love You, and of course started off the block with High Five. So that's my fault. I was just so enamored by my own music that I was playing. So let's see if we can get Wardell back on. What's up, bro? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's dark. It's getting dark, but it's still hot. Man, it's a hot one out here, and we're having a good time, but it's just as hot listening to your airwaves, man. So thank you for the great music. And Jonathan Butler, I sure wish I was able to meet him. Whoa, what an amazing musician out of South Africa. And his music is just awesome. He has some great praise and worship music as well. He's a great cat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great and you highlighted on your shows, too. So,
yeah
definitely
absolutely.
Keeping that legacy going.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. I guess we're about to wrap it up. I guess we're about to wrap up the show. What was you going to say, Wardell? You got anything for the people?
Another one bites the dust, Don Fleming. Awesome. Don't forget about Goody Mac Cosmic Slap Shack tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Don Fleming, Wardell Five will be hosting the celebration of Solar Records. So tune in, hang out with us, and let's do it again, second time around. Always a good time, because on and on.
There you go. Right. I love it, love it, love it. Guys, again, it's going to wrap it up for us, but again, thank you so much for tuning in and hang out. been checking it out live. And again, if you can't check me out live, you can check out the playback on Solar Records Radio, the Facebook page, or even the Solar page. I'm going to put it on the Solar page too, the Sounds of Los Angeles page. So love to hear your feedback. But Wardell, man, should I slow it down or keep it, give it an up tempo to close out the show? What you think?
Carlita Duran, I guess. Oh my Lord.
You like that? Oh,
I
you like
love
that. You know what?
Carlita Duran. That's my girl.
You really
turned me out with her. She's just, that song is just amazing.
Man,
yes,
you know what?
Yes.
And it's a newer song, so it's all good, man. As we had her on the show about a year and a half ago, man, and her album Kismet Green, at the time it came out around probably like late 2020, and her single I Guess was just blowing up, man, and Wardell fell in love with it. I've always been a fan of Carlita Duran, but I hip this brother to her, and he can't get enough of her. So can't get enough of. Hey guys, for Wardell Price Jr., I'm Don Fleming. You guys stay tuned again tonight for Cosmic Goldie Max Cosmic Slapshack, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to close out with a little Carlita Duran. I guess I'm going to close it out with I Guess. Well, hey, guys, we'll see you guys tomorrow celebrating the legacy of Solar Records Radio. I am out, Wardell. I will see you guys. See you tomorrow, Wardell.
All right, brother.
Have a
good night.
One, guys.
God bless.
Good night.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Looking forward to the day by myself. Don't know about nobody. to survive. Living in the light.
Hold the beat, stop the beat, drop the beat.
Living in